Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners, welcome back. Terry, so what are we talking about?
Well, this will be a bizarre episode, like most aren't, but...
Something really new and different, yes.
Well, we've got... I think we mentioned on a previous episode, I'm taking some behavior classes, mm-hmm. and...
This is canine behavior,
canine
folks.
Behavior. I'm not working on me. I know I need the work. I'm working on the dogs. No, and it's fascinating stuff. It's a canine logic class, so it talks about behavior and language and training tools and methodologies and all kinds of bizarre stuff. Bizarre, I say, because Wednesday night, this last class, half the class was training tools.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff was genius, mm-hmm. and some of the stuff was bizarre.
Okay.
And then one of the things that she mentioned was one of those epiphany moments when I thought, crap, I don't have that trained in my dogs, and I've had that happen.
And what is that?
Well, in that particular case, well, let's get that in a minute, because I want to kind of talk about what some of the tools were. There was one tool I found interesting, and I'm actually going to try to pick one up to play with. It was called a canine Khmer. C-M-E... M-E-R-E, canine Khmer. And it's basically an electronic clicker.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you hold the button, the tone mm-hmm. is there. And the idea is the same. It's a recall, mm-hmm. and it has certain distance based on frequency, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of technical science stuff that really is not relevant. The idea is that you have a different type of recall.
Right.
So here's the story that she was telling that happened to a friend of hers. Her friend was in Europe traveling. She had a dog sitter. Dog sitter was out walking the dog. Dog slipped the collar and ran away. So her friend gets this call from the sitter that says, "How do you call your dog?"
Wow.
And when the response was, "Come here, Fido." I mean, what do you say to that, right?
Really? What words? And what works?
Well, that's the thing. She was doing the come here, but...
wasn't happening.
The dog wasn't right. responding. And so... Sarah Babcock from the Richmond SPCA, who's teaching the class, said, "This is where you have an alternative recall, which is in this case was the sound device."
Or I've heard it called an emergency recall.
Sure,
yeah, same.
Same.
It's
thing.
Something that they absolutely come to 100% of the time.
Right, and anybody can use, so it's not voice related.
And it can be a training whistle.
Right, it can be a whistle. This electronic beepery thing.
That's pretty cool.
A bell. She said she's used a cowbell.
Mm-hmm. Anything that goes distance.
Right.
Yeah. That's fabulous.
And I'd had that. We'd been traveling, and Suri mm-hmm. slipped out of her gentle leader with our dog sitter.
Uh-huh.
Now, Suri didn't run off.
Right.
Now, if there had been a squirrel, I don't know if she'd have ran off.
Right.
But we found out about it after the fact. You know, the dog sitter
says, that's brilliant.
You know, stop, and Suri sat and waited.
And especially if it's a device like that, you can have it attached to a leash or just with your dog stuff.
Yeah.
Where if somebody is caring for your dog, if you need it, you know, you pick it up when you go out every time.
Right.
That's cool.
It's so simple and so basic, and I thought, crap, I don't have that.
Yeah, that's a really good thing.
You know, they'll come to my voice, and I whistle. The dog, Suri especially, will respond to my whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky can't whistle.
Right. I can't whistle. I wouldn't be able to get her to come to a whistle.
So,
that's brilliant.
So I thought, well, I'm trying to find one of those canine commutes. They seem to be out of stock. They just don't make them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to get cowbell and play with it,
mm-hmm.
I think, but...
maybe we can do a little video fussing around with it.
Yeah.
At some point.
Think that would be a good idea because, you know, there's times, along with the stuff we're talking about with Ian Dunbar, about distance commands,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's some electronic devices out there that I've seen but I can't find right now that
mm-hmm.
do different tones.
Mm-hmm.
One could be a recall, one could be a sit wherever
mm-hmm.
you're at.
Distance sit,
yeah.
And what's cool is if we want to futz around with this, I have at home step-by-step training instructions for training 100% reliable emergency recall.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and I had a client quite a while back who actually did it with a training whistle, and it worked. She did it because she lived in the country, and there were woods behind her house. And if her shepherd got out and went after a deer, she couldn't get him to come back. So we did the emergency recall with a whistle. So, yeah, we'll work on that a little bit. Fun.
I think that'd be fun. We'll film it. We'll put it up
absolutely.
On our site. I'm going to wait till it gets warmer to
do
it outdoors.
Yeah, a little nippy for us. Dogs don't care, but we do.
Dogs don't care.
So what else?
So some of the bizarre stuff. Sarah took the class, had the training tools. She said it was the most disturbing class she'd ever taken. And she's been training since she was like 14,
mm-hmm.
and she's our age.
Mm-hmm.
And what it, she said the name, I didn't write it down, but what it was about a 10-inch long piece of chain in a figure eight. So if you think of two circles,
mm-hmm.
this is car chain. This isn't dog chain. This is heavy steel chain. And the idea behind it is if the dog was moving away from you, you'd throw this in front of the dog. It would startle him back to you. And I know my mouth was hanging as she explained this. And she didn't have a dog there to demonstrate. She had a stuffed dog. And she said, you know, this is what you're supposed to do. It'd go here. And then the theory was it would startle it, come back. There's some theory, which is insane to me, that dogs don't understand flying objects. If it comes out of the sky, they're startled. But if you've seen a Frisbee dog, you know that's bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's nonsense.
It makes no sense.
It's nonsense.
And she said, literally, two classes were spent doing nothing more than throwing that chain at a target on the ground.
Yeah, because, I mean, the dog is in motion. Isn't there a real good possibility you're going to lob it and hit your dog?
Extremely high probability of hitting the dog, yeah.
So this was the days of aversive training.
Yes.
Yes. We don't do this, guys. We No. It's just where... an example of where training used to be.
Yes. There's still people that do this crazy crap.
Yeah, bad.
That was a question I asked. I said, is there anybody stupid enough to still do that? She said, I'm sure there is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So that was disturbing. Now, they've done it. There's another version since that, which was had some popularity in Canada. It was called Bonks. And it was basically a big bath towel rolled up and had strap on it, and you'd throw it at the dog. So it was soft, but it would still startle the dog when it hit him.
So let's hit the dog with something to get their attention. Ooh.
Yeah. Again.
Wrong?
you're not thinking this through.
Wow.
She said you can go to YouTube and see videos of this. The creator of it was actually one of the originators of clicker training, and apparently he went off the... And this was his next thing.
Wow. I think he should back up a couple steps. Throwing stuff at your dog, I'm not all over that. But how interesting as an historic basis for how far training has come.
Yeah. It really was. She has, we were talking about this before we started recording, she has this amazing collection of training tools over the last 2 or 3 decades.
Wow.
From different types of shock collars she actually had, and just bizarre stuff. Again, I looked at some of this stuff and went, is this from a torture dungeon? What
really?
Is this? You know, you're looking at this going, why would
torture
I use
your
this?
Dog.
Why would I put this on my dog? Now, they did have something I thought was amazingly cool for counter surfers.
Oh, what?
It's called a snappy trainer.
Describe it.
It's basically an old-school mousetrap with this giant piece of plastic on it, and the dog, when it sets it off, the plastic actually lifts it up so it just kind of tumbles, and it startles the dog.
I've seen similar things to that. Has Sarah had experience with it, and does she say it works?
One of her dogs worked brilliantly.
Wow.
Other than the fact that the lab would look on the counter before it got up, so she'd cover it with like a piece of paper towel or something. She said 2 or 3 times, and the dog was done with it.
That's fabulous. Where can you get them?
I don't know. I haven't searched yet for them, but I'm thinking that would be just a handy tool to have in your backpack in case you're training a dog that
absolutely
has that issue.
Love that.
Yeah. She talked about, Victoria Stilwell, which is the British trainer, she likes to use noise, and she has, it's called a tattletale, that beeps, and there's different levels of beep. One is a startle beep, one's letting you know the dog's on the counter beep. She's use those, and she said that she finds they don't work. The snappy trap works better.
That makes sense. I mean, I know years ago I knew a fella in search and rescue who he and his wife just got all new living room furniture, and their golden retrievers had always been allowed to be on the sofa. Well, that wasn't going to be the case with the new sofa, and so he just put a mouse trap on each cushion, and it took a day. And then the dogs never got out of the sofa. They didn't really like those things going twing.
Yeah, the problem with the basic mouse trap, I'd be afraid to get a paw on it and break
and
something.
I think these were little bitty mouse traps with big paws, so there wasn't a lot of danger of that. And it's not the best thing to do, but it worked. So it's the same concept.
Well, this is a basic mouse trap, but this is, if you think of a big plastic fly swatter, it's an oversized fly swatter on the metal part. So when
it
flips,
makes it go bang!
It shoots it way up in the air,
very
makes a
cool.
horrible sound, goes.
And you have many dogs running for their lives.
They're going, wow.
Not liking the counter so much anymore.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of brilliant, though. And I have clients with youngish dogs. They tend to, somewhere around the time they get tall enough to, like, put their paws up on the counter, that's usually when it starts, and then it goes to the kitchen table and that sort of thing. So that could be very effective.
I'm going to try and order a couple of those just to have, because there's people that ask me how you do it. It'd be
great.
Easy enough to lend that to
them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The last thing I had, which was, there's two things about this that are funny. So people that watch House, the TV show about the crumpy old doctor, this last episode, he was clicker training a four-year-old.
Are you kidding me?
No. I was hysterical. I almost wet myself laughing so hard. Vicky and I were rolling. But what Sarah was saying is they're doing that now with kids.
And it does not surprise me, because people have asked me for years, when I walk into their home and we're training their puppy, can you do this with my kids? And I know that clicker training works for all kinds of species. They've done it, horses, cats, birds, all kinds of stuff.
Goats,
why not
goats,
with kids?
Well, that was her point. She says you can actually see this. The other thing that they're doing is athletes are using it. Coaches are training their athletes with clickers. And
Mark the behavior, reward the behavior. That's all it is.
I would never have thought of that with humans, though, but why not? You know, that's my thought.
I wish I'd known about clicker training when my boys were kids. I would have used it. If I'd been training dogs then, you bet your bippy I would have flipped it over to the kids. I think it's brilliant, and it'll be interesting as time goes along to see studies about it. When people realize, I'm sure it's effective. Why wouldn't it work?
Why wouldn't it? Yeah, exactly. And it's proven effective across so many different species that aren't alike. I mean, we're just another animal. Frankly, it's just the same thing.
I think I actually remember taking a clicker to a meeting one time and had little candy bars. And when somebody got a thing, I click it and toss them one.
That's brilliant. I'm going to do that in my next meeting at work.
There you go. I love it. And they get it. They go, oh, okay. Okay, I want to get the right answer because I want one of them.
That's pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
The one last tip she had I thought was interesting, because I had not tried this. And you know, we've all had dogs that chew on things.
Mm-hmm.
And the bitter apple stuff I've used, some dogs like it, some dogs don't. Just depends on the dog.
Right.
She said she had a dog she was working with that was a leash biter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
very common.
And you want to know what she used?
What?
Tiger balm on the leash.
Tiger balm. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, it's like Bengay.
Ooh! So you could use anything like that.
Anything like that.
That's brilliant.
The first time they bite it, you just put a little bit so they get a taste of it.
That's
stops
it,
them
done.
Instantly. That stuff is nasty.
That's brilliant, because I've been through the bitter apple, vinegar, Tabasco, any of that stuff. That is absolutely brilliant. I'm going to be recommending that to at least a half a dozen clients with puppies.
I don't have the problem with these dogs, but I've seen dogs that climb right up that leash, you know, playing with.
Oh yeah.
And she says Tiger Balm will stop them in their tracks.
Brilliant. Thank you, Sarah.
So I think that was a good class. I learned a lot. I got a ton of notes, but it's just those are things that really jumped out at me. It's like, I'm going to share that. What the heck?
I love that stuff because, you know, there's always something that we haven't heard of, that we haven't tried. Some of it we toss away. We don't want to use it. Some of it we do. I think this stuff's great.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing. That's awesome, man.
All right. Well, that's it for today.
All right. Out of here.